You're very welcome to Climate Change for Beginners. I'm Dr. Kieran O'Carroll. On today's episode, we are going to be answering the question, is global warming real? Whether the world is warming, and if it's because of human activities, has been debated extensively in the media for the past 30 years. So how can we know if global warming is actually real? Well, the simplest way is through surface temperature measurements. Agencies in the United States, Europe, and Japan have independently analyzed historical temperature data and reached the exact same conclusion. The Earth's average surface temperature has risen roughly 1 degree Celsius since humans started burning fossil fuels in the 1700s. Most of the warming has occurred in the past 35 years, with the five warmest years on record taking place since 2010. But it's not only the Earth's surface that's getting warmer, so are our oceans. Scientists have discovered that the top 700 meters, about 2,300 feet, of ocean water have warmed by more than 0.4 degrees Fahrenheit since 1969. In fact, the world's oceans may be the clearest measure of global warming, as they absorb more than 90% of the heat trapped by the greenhouse gases emitted by fossil fuel burning, forest destruction, and other human activities. New analysis shows that the amount of heat being added to the oceans is equivalent to every person on the planet running 100 microwave ovens all day and all night. But temperature measurements are not the only way. Scientists have also noted that glaciers and ice sheets around the world are melting. Data from NASA's Gravity Recovery and Climate Experiment show Greenland lost an average of 286 billion tons of ice per year between 1993 and 2016, while Antarctica lost about 127 billion tons of ice per year during the same period. The rate of Antarctica ice mass loss has tripled in the last decade alone. With so much overwhelming evidence that the world is warming due to human activities, why do so many people still doubt it? One key reason is that governments and the fossil fuel industry have been lying to people for decades. A good example is ExxonMobil Corporation, one of the world's largest oil and gas companies. Exxon's own scientists warned their management 40 years ago of the potentially catastrophic events of burning fossil fuels. Yet rather than alerting the public or taking action, Exxon executives orchestrated a campaign of doubt and perception through advertising and media buys, while of course making hundreds of billions of dollars selling oil and gas at the cost of people's lives. Big oil is not the only industry to do this. Big tobacco is a famous case, but asbestos and lead industries have done it as well. The campaigns all run a similar playbook. They cite fake experts, place impossible demands on the science, cherry-pick data, attack the integrity of individual scientists and the scientific process, and appeal to conspiracy theories. Their aim is to leave the public with the perpetual impression that there are lots of unresolved questions and that science is not to be trusted. Unfortunately, these tactics still exist today. President Trump is a prime example when he cites that cold weather is an argument that global warming isn't happening. But just because the planet is heating up rapidly doesn't mean cold weather will cease to exist overnight. But if we look at the overall picture, it's hot and getting hotter. Scientists have known for decades that the burning of fossil fuels is causing climate change. There's so much evidence that 97% of climate scientists agree that humans are causing global warming. It's as settled as the link between smoking and cancer. That's it for today. Please subscribe to Climate Change for Beginners. And if you'd like to submit a question, visit climatechangeforbeginners.com. You can follow me on Twitter @ climatekieran. Thanks very much for listening.